Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. And Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion. Delivered by conflicting media reports, we connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest. Chris Corrales is in the house. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you, sir.
Robert Mott will be checking in with us as well a little bit later on in the broadcast. We got some wine chat today. So we're going to be chatting with Robert today as well. A lot of good information for us to share with you. So we're always looking for that. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. Yes, of course, it would not be a Ron Siegel Radio broadcast if we were not celebrating. And today, like every day, we are celebrating. Now, this is one of my favorite days of the year. Having beaten anorexia, I am an expert in this chocolate-covered eclair day today. Yowza! Now, the question I would pose to you is, give me a break. I need this assistance. Seriously. I go on every morning giving you some, what I think is some great information to live by, great information to help you and your family. I just need a little bit of help here. Where can I go and get the best chocolate eclairs? Ideally, just personal preference. Now, if you can fill them with a little bit of custard instead of whipped cream, that would really just be the, I guess, no pun intended, the icing on the cake. Ooh.
Damn!
Yeah, I guess I'm not going to be a stand-up comic. Jimmy Fallon is safe one more day. Just saying. Checking out the markets this morning. Yeah, we got a lot going on in the markets. They're waiting to see what happens in Great Britain. One of the topics that we're going to talk about here in a little bit, what is going on? The British exit from the European Union. It's a major point going on right now. We're looking at it. So the markets are all on standby to find out what happens. They're not quite the same as what we do here in the United States. They don't have the exit polls. Their polling is generally fairly weak. So we won't know, and even though they're voting on Thursday, we won't know until about breakfast time here in the United States as to whether the British have voted to leave the European Union or stay in the European Union. And it's all about anti-establishment. We're basically in the same place that we've been. Anti-establishment. We don't want to continue seeing, or many people around the globe, they're saying, you know, something we've been trying, what the government has been feeding us lately, and it's not working. We want to go a different direction. So that's just the commentary that we're seeing right now. People waiting to see where we go. Interesting information. More news for you. And again, it is a lot of fun. And I love it because, you know, there are some people that I just got to chuckle. They won't look at what reality is. I've got a relative that's basically said to us, you know, I'm going to vote for Hillary because she's a woman. Okay. Did you vote for Mr. Obama, President Obama, the second time because you're stupid? Just my personal opinion. The economy is not doing well. I listened to another one of the pundits this morning talking about the fact of how great the president has been on our national debt. Okay, so where did that extra $10 trillion in debt come from during the Obama administration if the president has been cutting our debt? Now, in my math, I'm just a simple guy. When you go from $9 trillion to $20 trillion, that means it's an increase. That's not a cut. When we increase the budget by 1% instead of 4%, you can't say that we cut the budget when you spend more money than you spent the prior year. That's not a cut, just a simple person's approach. Well, Hillary Clinton came out and said, now, there was no classified information. Nobody breached her servers. Well, I guess Guccifer 2.0 is kind of throwing a wrench in that as well, because now we're starting to see that apparently the hackers, not only did they get in to Hillary Clinton's servers, now they're telling us exactly what they saw in the servers. And ironically enough, our friends on the left, they didn't realize that what was going to happen here. They didn't realize, they didn't think Donald Trump had a chance. And when they didn't think that he had a chance, they didn't do a whole lot of homework on him. So when we now look at the hacked messages, the hacked emails that came out of the Clinton servers and the DNC servers, we're seeing the fact that they didn't have a lot of intel there, but we are seeing now, we're seeing the intel that they have, or the negative comments that they anticipated the RNC would use against Hillary Clinton, and they've got the actual retorts to what they're saying. The thing that they didn't have any answer for, this is kind of funny, talking about what Hillary Clinton demands when she does a speaking engagement. How about a private jet? Okay, I get that she needs to, she can't get on a regular jet like the rest of us. I guess that, we're just average people. She's not average. She doesn't understand what the average person goes through, doesn't understand what the average person does. Here we go. But she has to have a G4 Gulfstream or bigger if she's going to go do a speaking engagement. She has to have the penthouse, the presidential suite, plus 3 rooms for her staff if she's going to go. $200,000+ is what's required. $25 million in donations to the Clinton Foundation. You got to love it. I can't make this stuff up. But that is some of the information in the emails that were hacked from Hillary Clinton's servers, the Democratic National Committee servers, and the Russians deny having any involvement. Now, as a businessman, I just wonder if some of this information might be purchased by the Trump campaign. I could tell you this, if I was a business person, I don't condone breaking the law. I don't know if this is illegal or not, but, WikiLeaks, I think, is the website. Just saying, if they found it on WikiLeaks, it might not be bad for those of us that would like to see our government go in a different direction, maybe forward. Just a thought. Moving right along on our thoughts this morning. How about another one of those hackings or misgivings? This is a sad story, and sorry to even bring it up, but another Ponzi scheme and professional athletes are the target. Mark Sanchez, $8 million lost. San Francisco Giants pitcher Jake Peavy, former Rockies pitcher Roy Oswalt, defrauded out of about $30 million, according to recently unsealed U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission lawsuit in the Dallas federal court. Athletes all use the same broker, Ash Narayan, I don't know who that is, formerly of RGT Capital Management, and he used the concept of their religion, their faith, to steal all this money from these folks. Professional athletes. It's amazing how frequently they get targeted. And because they make so much money so quickly, they believe that money is going to last forever. It's going to continue coming in. And it is a shame that there's not better protection for our athletes. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Punt and wine. What do they have in common? We're going to chat about it. Chris Corrales is here to talk about energy-efficient home upgrades. Do homeowners realize their equity position has changed? Consumer credit default. What's the default look like? All of that and more. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Hey, you will be back in.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report, it is wrong. Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. The only question is, are you going to go and take advantage of the solutions they have? Consumer credit default picture, easy for me to say, looks better. So we're seeing more and more that there are people that are becoming more sensible about their borrowing, or there are more programs available to help people get out of these troubles. Here's the thought. The national credit picture took an upturn in May as mortgage and consumer credit default rates got a little bit of improvement from the April numbers. That's according to the S&P Dow Jones and Experian Consumer Credit, their default indices. So think about that. If you're looking for ways, we've talked about the debt consolidation loans. I've talked about some of the easy qualifying loans that we have. I'm actually looking out for non-owner occupied properties. I've seen a lot of these out in the Coachella Valley recently where we can get loans done on non-owner occupied single family 1-4 unit homes, and we get them done in about 2 weeks. Now, are they as priced as efficient or aggressive as conventional loans? No, but they are a ton easier to do, and sometimes the payments are not significantly different. That is the Your Credit Matters segment today, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. And we know it is Wednesday morning. Wednesdays means we get to have our chat with Robert Mott. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. I'm hoping you're not out in the Coachella Valley burning too much right now.
No, I'm actually in downtown San Francisco, and it's actually chilly here today. So it's pretty typical, though, this time of year.
Many of us in California would like to see something about chilly. It'd be a little bit nicer. Holy cow.
Absolutely. It's quite a change.
Yeah, I'm sure. I've been questioning all morning. I saw in our notes for today that we're talking about punt. And I don't understand what the word punt – I mean, I understand punt in football. That's one of those players that does – well, I shouldn't say that. I have fun days. We always harass kickers. But punt in regards to wine, what's that all about?
Yeah, you're right. We're all familiar with punting. You know, it's fourth and long, so to speak. But, you know, a couple of things it can be. It's also a term for a small type of boat as well, but that's kind of a non sequitur here. But in the wine world – the punt is the indentation in the base of most wine bottles. So if you take a wine bottle and you look at the bottom of it, about 99% of them or more have this indentation. So punts are actually a remnant of the time when glass bottles were actually hand-blown. And so at the end of that process, they would push the seam up in the base, which gave the bottle a more stable surface and a better chance for it actually to stand upright, which was a challenge when you're hand-blowing something like that. And given that glass wasn't as homogeneous and as strong as it is today, it also provides some additional structural integrity. So one of the things that they ended up doing. So over time, punts have been thought – they thought to have other reasons to be there as well – been thought to help collect sediment as wine ages. It also gives – you've probably seen this in some fancy restaurants too, with the sommelier or the waiter or server has really strong hands. They can put their thumb in the punt and put their fingers on the side of the bottle and then reach across the table and pour wine just holding the base of the bottle. So if you have strong forearms, it's a fancy way to pour wine without gripping the label or the neck of the bottle. So it's one of those things that – you may see in some more high-end restaurants, perhaps. But right these days, punts are really just a matter of design. They don't really serve any real function, except for those fancy wine pouring functions, of course. And a lot of it, one of the things too is many of the high-end bottles, the more expensive glass, as we call it, they include or employ a really, really deep punt, and so it makes the bottle look bigger. Even though it has the same amount of wine in it, so you'll see two bottles side by side, one being thin glass and a shallow punt, versus one with thick glass and a very deep punt. And the one with thick glass and a deep punt looks like it's a lot bigger bottle. So it can give you the impression of a more wine, even though it's actually not.
All about the presentation.
Absolutely.
Amazing. You know, last week, Robert, we were chatting a little bit about the buyout from of Orrin Swift being bought out by Ian J. Gallo. And one of the things that we never got an opportunity to chat about, and I did want to have you give us a little insight here, because Gallo, you know, they're known for massive, you know, being the big mass producer of wines. And I was just kind of curious. When you get those big mass productions, how do they go about ensuring continuity between, you know, from one bottle to the next when they're dealing with those large productions of wines?
And that's a really great question, Ron. It's one of those that it's a lot of people take for granted that when they get a large production wine like a Gallo product or something like that. One bottle will be pretty much like the next bottle, which is pretty much like the next bottle or the other 2 or 3 million bottles that they produced of that particular wine. And, you know, it's one of those things that none of us really think about it that much. We just assume, you know, that it's going to be the same. And by and large, it really is. If you look at these huge wineries where these high production wines come from, The wine tanks can be two or three stories high, and 15, 20 feet around. So, holding just a lot of wine. It's kind of wonder, if they have like 10 of those tanks, for instance, how they make them all the same. And so what they do, it really comes down to the winemaking and the laboratory work as much as anything. So what they typically do is they have, a lot of lots of wine that they've harvested from areas that have a lot of similar qualities. And they've gone through the tasting process of the different individual lots that they've harvested and vinified. And then what they end up with is that they essentially say, well, we'll take 10% of this one and 15% of that type and 30% of that one. So they come up with a formula, basically a blending formula. And so they're basically there with the beakers and pipettes. They measured out the fine details. And so they basically create that recipe for that vintage with those ratios of the component parts of wine. And so it's just math at that point. And they say, well, we'll put, in this tank, it's going to be 10% of that, 15% of that, 30% of that, et cetera, until they get to that magic number of 100%. And so it's essentially the way they end up doing that to get that consistency between, the first bottle and the 2 millionth bottle is to follow that very scientific and very almost manufacturing-esque process. And it's the way that they can actually, it's economies of scale. So that's the way they can actually produce a bottle of wine that may be retailing for $10 or $15 or $20 or actually $10 or $15 or less and actually have it consistent and actually palatable. So that's one of the things it's one of those tricks they use, and it's something they've perfected. Especially the large production companies have perfected over the last 50 years or more. And it is amazing to see it in action.
So let me ask you this question then from a etiquette standpoint. When we have two bottles of wine, the labels are identical. Is it appropriate to pour from one bottle, if I've got a glass, say I've got a guest that doesn't drink quite as quick as me, and they've got a little bit left, and I'm starting to re-pour some more around the table, is it appropriate to pour on top from one bottle to another when they're identical wines?
Generally, etiquette would dictate that you ask first. Some people are open to that, other people are not, and it just depends on where their head's at in terms of their appreciation of wine. Generally, the thing to do when you have two bottles, of course, is make sure you taste both of them separately and preferably in separate glasses to ensure that there's one, that they're both good bottles, that neither one of them is flawed or has doesn't have a corked or TCA issue with it. And if you think they're consistent, there's really nothing fundamentally wrong with pouring the same wine from a different bottle on top of, the same wine from a different bottle. But on the other hand, I think etiquette would dictate that you ask before you do that. I would not assume, I guess the bottom line is I wouldn't assume that it's okay to do it and just say, would you like me to pour some on top of that? Or would you like a fresh glass? Or should I wait till you finish that? Or something to that effect, maybe a little nicer than what I just said, but something like that.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, and one other quick thought, because we don't have a lot of time, but I didn't want to ask you this. On most every food item, and obviously the ones that do the greatest assistance to my waistline, I see these nutritional fact panels, but I don't see that on wine. What's the story there?
Well, that's a really interesting thing. I'll try to be quick on this, as I know we don't have a lot of time. It's a quirk in the law where labeling wine is controlled when alcohol content is above 7%. It's controlled by the TTB, or basically the Alcohol Tobacco Firearms People. It's called the Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau. So they control what's on the label, and they don't necessarily require that there's that kind of information there. When it's below 7%, it's regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. So but there's never been really a push. There's been a little bit of a push, but there's not been a big push to put those nutritional fact labels or nutritional fact panels on wine. And it just, for whatever reason, it hasn't taken off thus far. there are some people who continue to push for it. There is a bit of a bubbling movement, I would say, to get that on there. But so far, the way this thing, the regulations have come under for wine, it just hasn't taken effect. And part of that is that quirk in the law about who controls what's on the label. There really isn't that consistency, of course. And most wine is above 7% alcohol. So the TTB controls that, and it's just not something that not something that they require at this point.
Interesting. Great information, as always, from Robert Mott, our Wednesday Chat on Wine. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, how about getting energy-efficient home and business improvements and maybe 100% financing on the improvements? I like that idea. We're going to talk to Chris Corrales about that. Do homeowners realize their equity position has changed and why a 30-year home mortgage may leave you house poor? We're going to see if I'm not sure I understand that one or agree with it, but we'll chat about it. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution, Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at BigProfitsNowLive.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSRCMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSRCMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. Message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. In the Mortgage Minute today, I got to get my sounds ready here because this is going to be an unbelievable topic. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at VIP Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, VIP has the programs available for you. I always like going out and finding these different marketing pieces or opinion pieces that are online so I can share with you the real facts of these issues. This was one that I saw this morning on MarketWatch.com. Title of the piece, Why a 30-Year Mortgage May Leave You House Poor. Now, let's define house poor. House poor means you're paying a lot of money for a mortgage. Now, think about this. Now, their concept was use a 15-year mortgage instead of a 30-year mortgage. Really? Are these people loonies? Now, the 15-year mortgage is going, we talked about this yesterday. Think about these numbers. And I'm, again, just educational purposes. I don't want to get in trouble with the regulatory agencies. $400,000 mortgage, roughly $2,880 a month, or $1,800 a month payment. A 15-year $400,000 mortgage, almost $2,900 a month. Am I mistaken here? I wonder if this article was written by a government official. Because only in the government can they come up and say that a $2,800 payment is going to be better for you than an $1,800 payment. And here in the state of confusion, a $400,000 loan is not an outrageous amount of loan. Think about some of these things. So when you see these articles that say, get a 15-year mortgage, and one of the big radio guys talks about only getting a 15-year mortgage and only let it be 25% of your income. I'm going to just say that, you know.
You're absolutely useless.
Yeah, absolutely useless. Think about that concept. You got to be able to live, and that might work if you're living in northern or eastern Tennessee, but it's probably not a good idea here in Southern California. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over there at VIP Mortgage. You know, there's a lot going on right now, but in most parts of California, you know, all we can really say, I think we're going to say this.
Come on, boys. The way you lollygagging around here with them picks and them shovels, you'd think it was 120 degrees. Can't be more than 114.
Yeah, that's what it's felt like here in the state of California lately, 114. I can share with you. I posted a picture the day before yesterday on our social media. My car was registering 112 degrees in the car.
That's incredible.
Chris, it's hot.
It's really hot.
I mean, you're a beach guy. I mean, yeah. With the beach, was it hot there too?
It was so hot, Ron, I didn't go. Everyone says, hey, you live at the beach. Did you go to Juarez? No, it's too hot.
Too hot. So one of the things we're going to chat with Chris about today is quite simply, you know, my whole idea. It's very, I'm a simple guy, right? Solutions.
Right.
And there are a lot of energy-efficient solutions that we can look at nowadays, and we want to chat with Chris about that. So what I'm going to ask you, Chris, is just give me three solutions to heating. And I'm going to throw some thoughts at you that I have, and you tell me, because, again, like you know, I have no clue which side of a screwdriver to use.
Absolutely.
Right? I think you pound nails with a screwdriver or something like that. So I don't know. But I hear about whole house fans.
Yes.
Does that help or not?
No, absolutely. House fans are going to work. Attic fans is a great way to eliminate heat out of the attic.
Are those two different things, a whole house fan and an attic fan?
They are. They are different, but they're both combination together will actually could lower your house temperature potentially up to 6 degrees. So it's especially when it's if you're at that 80 degree range in your house to 96 degrees could be tremendous.
Sure. When I bought my house, I put ceiling fans in most of the bedrooms. Is that a help or just a mess?
Absolutely. No, it is going to help. It does circulate the air. There are better ways. There are better solutions now, obviously, in 2016. But
yeah, that was in 1990. Yeah, I'm not going to go there.
So, yeah, but anything you can do to get the air moving or eliminate the air coming into the home, the radiation. the radiant heat from the outside, obviously, if you could eliminate that, that's going to cool down your home.
Okay. Air conditioning units, obviously, they're probably the best answer, I'm guessing.
They are the best answer, but believe it or not, it's one of the most inefficient ways to cool your home.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So what's more efficient?
So several ways to make your house more efficient, energy efficient, is one, your windows. The way to look at it is if you have a single pane glass home in your house, which a lot of houses here in Southern California do, and Newport Beach, Costa Mesa, where I reside, especially the Los Angeles area, homes from the 40s, 50s, and 60s have that single pane glass. Ultimately, it's like having your window open. So you have to think about it. You have 3x3 holes, 5x6 holes all through your house that are allowing all this heat to come in, just like your car, Ron.
Okay.
You know, imagine your car. It's a single pane glass. You leave it in the sun. You come back. It's 300 degrees in your car. You're baking cookies.
Sure. It's hot. Wait. Where's our buddy here? We can bring him back in here to give us a little bit of a. You know, I need the Robin Williams one.
I love that one.
Right?
Yeah.
It's hot. Damn hot. Right? That was the old Robin Williams, Good Morning Vietnam.
Yes.
Right?
So that's a
issue right there.
Right.
Now, let me ask you this question, though, because especially along the coast of where we're broadcasting, you hear a lot about the coastal communities. And I love this line because I'm those of you watching on RonSiegelRadio.tv, you'll notice I am a little bit oversized. Some people say a lot oversized, and both would be correct.
But you beat anorexia.
But I beat anorexia.
Yes.
And I love those chocolate eclairs. Today is chocolate eclair day, so we're going to continue that on that mission. But I hear that the people at the beach, I love the coasts. It never gets hot. We don't need air conditioning at the coast, right? I hear that all the time. Now you go and you put in those double pane windows.
Yes.
And you get a day like we've had the last 3 days, and it's been extremely hot. How do you cool it down if you don't have – I mean, is it going to keep the heat in once it gets there?
Well, progressively, obviously, through your walls and everything else, insulation is another thing that we could do as well to actually cool a home. But you're correct, Ron. Obviously, over time, your house is going to get warm. And, yes, an air conditioner is going to help. So having the most energy-efficient air conditioner, a green air conditioner, or these days, like a two-stage, is the most ideal for that.
And I'm assuming now we're getting a lot of this technology, even to the point that Green Eileen was here a couple of months ago. We were talking about even the thermostats.
It's amazing what a thermostat could do these days. It could actually do the Nest is a product, not to promote one individual product, but I love it. You can use it from your cell phone. It'll keep your house at a certain temp. It could be zoned, permitted in the home. And neat thing with that, if you program it correctly, you could literally, if your home is zoned where you could actually cool an individual part of your house, when you walk through the house, it will actually cool for you in that specific area if the house is zoned for it.
So you have to have the air conditioning and the ducting and all
correct,
that set up
correct,
properly
correct.
To work with. And all those things are items that we can call you for.
Those are all items we could help. They're all energy efficient, and anything that's energy efficient and could cool your house, I could help.
Perfect. And now we've got the big issue, though, Chris. I am really, really cheap. And let's talk about financing. Can we get it financed? I mean, that's my world is finance.
100%. Most homeowners from Los Angeles to San Diego qualify from a government program that's now being privately funded called PACE. It is and PACE, what it does is it's Property Assessed Clean Energy as an acronym. And most homeowners could qualify up to 10 to 15%. The value of their property for green upgrades. So for sake of argument, Ron, if you had a property that was worth $500,000, you could potentially get up to $50,000 to do green upgrades for the property. Now, it is a loan. It's not free money, but
okay.
It's the freest money.
No free lunch.
Yeah, no free lunch.
But there are some rebates from different cities, counties, states.
Absolutely. Depending on what you're looking for, windows you could get rebates for. If you were turf, some cities are giving you up to $3 a square foot. A lot of roofs, you could get money back as well. So a tremendous amount of rebates. And the best part is you could set this program up, Ron, through a local contractor. And it is no money out of pocket.
I like that.
Yeah. Your first payment is, depending when you do it, but it's potentially 18 months out. So let's say you did work today. Your first payment would be December 2017. So you get your if you need air conditioning, you get it today. Don't worry about until December 2017. And here's the best part, Ron. It goes through your property taxes, and you could actually have it amortized up to 20 years.
Wow. And so what's the time period for qualification. So, and, you know, there's a lot of people that found out on Monday that their air conditioners weren't ready for the season, right? So I'm sure your air conditioning people are getting inundated with calls.
Yeah, we've got a lot of calls ourselves, and you're absolutely right, Ron. So the approval process for the government program is literally 30 seconds. You just got to collect some information. We can see if your home is approved. And then we could actually, I or any individual that's local to your area could come out and they could assess the property. And, I mean, you could potentially have this issue resolved. You need an air conditioner within 48 hours.
Beautiful. Great information. If you want to meet Chris, give me a call. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with Chris so we can see what we're going to, how we can get you cooled down, save money. Think about this. There's a lot of different programs in there. It's not, if you're going out and buying just an air conditioner, I'm going to suggest to you it's almost as foolish as going and putting on solar panels. Now, I believe in both, okay? But the bottom line is it's a comprehensive approach. You may need a smaller air conditioning unit if you do some of the things that Chris is talking about. Again, that saves you money. You may need less solar panels if you do some of the things Chris is talking about. Save you money. Then you do the financing and extend it out, or there's other programs. If you're not in one of the areas that has the financing available, we've got other programs available for you. Just give me a call. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, do homeowners realize their equity position has changed? If you've got questions on Chris's products or programs, just give me a call or text us right now. We'll see if we can answer them for you as well. You can reach me anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay will be there, ronsiegel1, ronsiegel the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037. And 145502, Equal Housing Lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rates subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text ATP to 79564, ATP to 79564, and one of the real estate professionals will reach out to you. Here's the thought process for you. When you go and do some of these different issues, when you go and do an online to figure out what your home value is, there are different metrics that are used. But many of the metrics just take public information, public data. Now, I can tell you this, as leading a lending team for so many years, I've looked at what the county recorder has on properties, and there are a significant number of times that the data that the county recorder has is not complete. The property might have been had options when it was built, so it could have had an option for a bonus room versus a bedroom. You look at it and you say, okay, I just walked that house, and there were four bedrooms there, but the county recorder says there's three. That's the data that gets used in these automated valuation models. They're not precise for you. They don't take into account maybe what side of the golf course you're on. Do you have a view? Do you not have a view? They're looking at metrics and algorithms of what's sold recently to come up with a valuation of the property. Nothing wrong with that. But what I want you to know is real information. And in order to get the real information, you need to talk to somebody who is a professional in that industry. An appraiser is going to give you the real information. But also, and believe it or not, the information you get from an appraiser is not always going to be, and generally it's not going to be, the same as the information that you're going to get from a real estate professional. Why? Well, the appraiser is looking backwards. They're looking at what's already sold on the market. Now, when they look backwards, they're also looking at 30, 45, 60 days backwards. The reason they look that far back is because a property sells. In most instances, it's going to be financed. When they finance it, it takes time to go through that loan process. And all of that time, properties are either appreciating or depreciating. They're not staying the same. It's not a static number. And for that reason, the number that you get from an appraiser is generally not going to be the same number that's you're going to get from a real estate agent, because a real estate agent is looking forward. They're looking at competition. Is the competition higher or lower than what the market might have been at a given point in time? I don't know what that number is, but that's why you got to talk to them. And that's why I say every morning, text PEAR, P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. And one of the area trusted real estate professionals will reach out to you. They're in your neighborhood and tell you what the equity looks like on your property. Equity, it is not the same as value. When you go on those online metrics, they're telling you what the value is of your property or what their algorithm comes out with. And we talked about this recently, where one of the officials at Zillow, His property was $750,000 difference from the sale price to the estimate that he got on Zillow for his own property. Think about those things. Now, talking about an equity position, most homeowners do not realize that their equity positions have changed. Yesterday, we were talking about CoreLogic's equity report, and nearly 268,000 homeowners regained equity and are no longer underwater on their mortgage. That was all happened in the first quarter of this year, 2016. Homes with negative equity have decreased by 21.5% year over year. Now, here's a study from Fannie Mae suggests that many homeowners are not aware of how their equity position has changed as their homes have increased in value. An example of their study, 3% of Americans still believe their home is in a negative equity position, when in actuality, CoreLogic's report shows that only 8% of the homes are in a negative equity position, only 8%. Study also showed that 37% of Americans believe they have significant equity, greater than 20% is what we call significant equity, when in actuality, 74% have significant equity. And here in California, 82.4% of the homeowners have significant equity in their homes. 82.4% have over 20% equity in their homes in the state of California. So the bottom line, if you're one of the many homeowners who's unsure of your current equity position, shame on you. Because all you need to do is text PEAR, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. One of the area trusted real estate professionals will reach out to you, and they'll get you the guidance that you need to make these decisions. That's just the way it works right now. It's not that difficult, although you do have to be able to text. Or you can go online, MBELinks, MaryBoyEdwardLinks.com/PEAR, and you can get that same report, do the same things, get that information. It's just a simple thought for you that we like to just share right here on Ron Siegel Radio. Speaking of information, came out with the National Association of Realtors today. Single-family homes, the sale of single-family homes rose 1.8% in May to an annualized rate of 5.53 million units. That's slightly below what the expectations were. Why would it be slightly below? We talked about this yesterday. Very, very simple reason why it's a little bit low is there's not enough equity in the market. There's not enough inventory in the market. People having trouble finding properties when they want to move. They realize, think about this, if with the statistics I just shared with you, how many people think they have no equity, then somebody listens to Ron Siegel Radio, they find out that they've got significant equity in their home, again, greater than 20%, they make a decision that they're going to move on with their life. They're going to get the big house, they're going to get a smaller house, they're going to get a retirement house, they want to move by the beach. The schools that they were very important to them when kids were growing up, now the kids are grown. They don't need to be in that school district any longer. They can move on with their life. They decide they want to go out and buy that new home. They want to take advantage of the great interest rates that are available right now from our friends at VIP Mortgage. But then again, there's that group of people that did not listen to Ron Siegel Radio. They don't know they've got the equity. They're not putting their houses up for sale. They didn't follow into the process. They didn't get in the game. So that's why we've got a minimal amount of inventory around. We've got a short amount of inventory. We don't have enough property for people that want properties. That's just the issue. That's what our problem is. That's why we try to educate people every single morning on Ron Siegel Radio that you've got equity. If you're wanting to move on, you can do that. If you want to stay where you are, think about the money you can save with the energy efficient home improvements that we were just chatting with Chris Corrales about. All of those things are available for you. It's just a matter of you taking action, you making the phone call, you doing what is in your family's best interest. And obviously that's to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.